It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, a mistrial was declared in a civil rights lawsuit brought by a Pittsburgh police officer who clerked for the former chief, Nate Harper. The Pittsburgh Tribune Review says U.S. District Judge Joy Flowers Conti granted the mistrial after Officer Tanya Montgomery Ford said her attorney was too ill to continue. Montgomery Ford says she was suspended 3 years ago because she testified before a federal grand jury into alleged corruption by the administration of former Mayor Luke Ravenstahl. So where does the case go from here? I'm joined now by phone by Trib reporter Brian Bowling. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
You have been covering this trial all week, or at least as far as it went before the abrupt end. For folks who haven't been following this case per se, but know about what happened with Chief Nate Harper, who resigned over 3 years ago during a federal probe of the city administration, who is Tanya Montgomery Ford? What exactly happened to her, and why did she file this lawsuit?
Well, Tanya Montgomery Ford, she was a police officer who was working in the operations, I can't remember if it's a division or department of the police bureau. So basically, she was under Assistant Chief Maria Bryant, and one of her duties was processing parking variances. And she was also had a couple of businesses, one of which, one of her business partners was Nate Harper. And what happened was after Harper resigned on February 20th, 2013, the next day, Acting Police Chief Regina McDonald suspended three people, including Montgomery Ford. Her lawsuit contends that she was never given an explanation for why she was placed on administrative leave, and she stayed on administrative leave for 38 months, which, according to Robert Schwarzwelder, the president of FOPD, who's been handling police grievances since 1995, he's never seen an officer on suspension that long, and he's never seen an officer suspended without giving a reason for the suspension. So that, in a nutshell, is the sort of like the factual base of the case. Now, she claims she was suspended because she had been complaining about the variances that were being given to a friend of Luke Ravenstahl. The city contends that she was suspended because she was an associate of Harper's, and that she and the other people that were suspended, you know, were suspended because of their ties to Nate Harper.
Right. And so the testimony that was well, let's get into what some of the testimony was.
Sure.
The trial started Monday. So what was revealed in the first few days?
Well, Montgomery Ford was, since it's her lawsuit against the city, I mean, she was the first witness, and she basically, explained, what her view of what happened. I don't think there was anything really startling that came out of that. I mean, on cross-examination, she admitted that she couldn't remember having, the friend of Luke Ravenstahl is a guy named Robert, and I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name correctly, but I'll say Gigliotti. He owns Tri-State Valet, which is a valet parking service that provides valet parking in several parts of the city, including Market Square. She claims that she had protested, and the evidence shows that she did protest some of the variances that the city gave to Tri-State Valet. However, she also testified that she couldn't recall having protested any of the variances that were granted to Tri-State Valet in the year before she was suspended. So that's, what she has to do is convince the jury that that's the reason she was suspended, basically. And so that's what other evidence was going to come out, we don't know, because the trial ended abruptly.
Right. And you were there, but a lot of us don't know how far it got unless everybody's been reading up on this. And Robert Gigliotti owns this company, Tri-State Valet, and allegedly, he is getting free parking variances. In other words, he can park at spots downtown, and apparently, or it's been reported that his operation was tying up parking spots all along Fifth Avenue downtown, and that Ms. Montgomery Ford looked into this, began to question it, and therefore was, in her view, according to her story, retaliated against.
Correct. Yeah.
So the list of witnesses that was scheduled to testify in the trial included Mike Huss, who was Pittsburgh's public safety director under Mayor Ravenstahl and is now deputy director. But Mr. Huss is the person who reportedly suspended her, and his reasons for doing so are the main issue in the trial. How far did they get with this?
Well, that's the trial ended before Mr. Huss was called as a witness, so they never got to that point. Both Montgomery Ford and the city have listed him as a witness that they plan to call. So presumably he would have been called either yesterday or today if the trial had gone on as scheduled.
So the mistrial was declared. What exactly happened?
Well, Montgomery Ford's attorney, Sam Cordes, he had a medical emergency. I don't know the details of that, and quite frankly, all I know is that he fell ill at the end of the trial on Tuesday, and consequently, one of his associates, Jay Black, is now the lead attorney in the case, and the judge granted the mistrial so that he has time to get familiar with the case. And obviously, some people have asked, well, why a mistrial? Well, because otherwise the jurors would basically be in limbo waiting for him to get familiar with the case and restart the case. And this way, on June 8th, they pick a new jury and they start the trial over.
Okay, so it's going to be a little less than a month, and this will get underway again. So you talk about a cliffhanger. A lot of people are left waiting, and there's a lot of attention being paid to this case, presumably because it could give all of us a glimpse or shed some light on some of the things that people suspect may have happened in the Ravenstahl administration. There's still an ongoing federal probe into this, right?
Well, yeah, the U.S. Attorney's Office has never said that the probe is finished. It was obviously a very active probe in the months after Harper was indicted because, the federal grand jury met several times. They called in a lot of witnesses, but a lot of the people who testified before the grand jury are on the witness list for this trial. So one of the things that may come out of this trial is maybe some more information about what the grand jury was looking at. Most of your listeners know this, but, the grand jurors themselves, the investigators and the prosecutors are by law banned from discussing what occurred during the grand jury hearing. The only people who aren't bound by that requirement are the witnesses themselves. So theoretically, the people they get called up could say, here's what I told the grand jury. Whether that's going to happen or not is another question.
So meanwhile, the federal government is still working on its investigation. This trial will pick up in a month. What are you hearing right now, Brian, from folks close to this case about where they think it might lead, particularly when it comes to the administration of former Mayor Luke Ravenstahl?
Well, I don't know. I've heard a few rumors, but I'm not able to substantiate them. So obviously, I'm not going to repeat them. When Huss gets up to testify, he'll be subject to cross-examination. So some details could come out of that. And then there's also a question whether Luke Ravenstahl, who is a defendant in the case, is going to testify. And if he's up on the stand, then obviously lawyers for Montgomery Ford will have a chance to probe him at least about his actions with regard to the parking variances. So that's, a federal lawsuit, they're very confined as to what they can actually ask on the stand. Everything is supposed to be relevant to her claim, so it's not like they can go on a fishing expedition into things a lot of people would like to know about, what happened during the 2013. There's going to be a lot of questions left after the end of this trial, regardless of how it goes.
We've been talking with Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Brian Bowling, who has been covering the case of Tanya Montgomery Ford, who brought a civil lawsuit against the city. She clerked for the former chief, and the trial was suspended after the attorney for Officer Tanya Montgomery Ford became ill. It looks like it's going to pick up now in a little less than a month from now. June 8th, you said, Brian.
Yeah, June 8th. Yeah, that's the schedule.
Well, we know you've been a busy man this week, and we appreciate your taking the time to bring us up to speed. I think we're really caught up and now anticipating what happens next when this picks up in June, and I imagine we'll be in touch then. In the meantime, Brian, get some rest.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise. Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Brian Bowling joining us. Coming up, you'll hear about a new facility that deals with mental health issues among young people. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.